Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Right. Love it when that happens.
Yes. Rock and roll, baby. A lot of good stuff going on, and, you know, had some weird power outages here. Boy, I tell you what, I kept going down, and all my surge protectors were, like, beeping. I couldn't get them to shut off over the last 24 to 48 hours, but today was calmer.
Well, that's good. Maybe I'll have that kind of electrical issue.
Yeah. But, you know, we needed the rain and everything, and it's weird how the energy changes after a thunderstorm. For me, I sit out on the porch, and I just feel energized. It's strange, but it's beautiful.
It's a good thing, you know, all that magnetic energy, you know, when it thunders, you know, that's a lot of electrical energy that it's, or current that it's building up when it does that.
Absolutely. So what have you been doing? From what you told me earlier, you've been socializing quite a bit. That's kind of fun.
It's that time of year. Everybody's graduating. Everybody's having parties and barbecues. And, you know, there's baseball games going on. We went to the Indians game this weekend. His sister got us tickets. So that was fun. Of course, the
beautiful
Indians won. Yeah, great fireworks
Yippee
show after. Yeah, so they did
wow,
like an hour fireworks show after. That was just great. Classic rock to it, the whole nine yards. It was great. So we had a good time.
Excellent. That's great. Well, tonight we've got, you know, the sun opposing retrograde Saturn in Capricorn, and we've got the moon in beautiful trine to Mercury, the moon in Scorpio and Mercury in Cancer. What a great night to do a psychic show.
Yeah. All that energy.
I'm loving it.
The moon, quite psychic of its own, let alone the trines that it has to it.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, this particular full moon I think is going to be very telling. And I like it because I think it awakens our inner child, but also our inner teacher. And I think it's a good place to be, to embrace your wisdom, but also to be able to get your giggle on if you want to, okay?
Rebalancing that, both the soft, tendering, nurture energy and the honor, duty, responsibility energy is always a good thing. You know, finding that balance in between. I like that we have Venus and Leo with it, because that Venus and Leo really helps out a lot with, you know, that fun lightness to it and bringing it to a lighter side.
Exactly. That Mars-Venus can, you know, opposition. A lot of relationships have been growing or changing, and like you say, it's all about the balance. You know, it's all about making new decisions and, you know, using the heart and the higher mind to do that. It's been pretty amazing with my clients this week. Pretty amazing.
That's a good thing. And then the discipline along with it, you know, emotionally understanding that things have. That's one of the things about the Capricorn moon, is it knows the discipline. It knows that things have a time, have a place. And sometimes when we're frustrated, that just letting it sit for a little while can make the change. And so I like this moon because it has a little bit less of the intensity to it as opposed to some of the other moons.
I totally agree. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. Maybe we should take a caller and see what we can do for them tonight.
How about we do that?
Yeah, okay. Eric, 865, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Aphrodite. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Lynn, L-I-N.
Have you called in before?
All right. Yes, yes. Yes, I have.
All right.
Is your birthday January 5th?
Yes, it is.
Oh, first, yeah, I'm good.
I got a lot of Lynns on here. Let me see if I can find her, too. Oh,
well, you know, I'm a little bit of
an
Ohio, you know.
So far, I've pulled up everybody but a Capricorn. Let me try it again. Oh, there she is. Now, do you still live in the Chicago area?
No, I'm currently in California.
You know, you were born in Columbus?
Yes.
Oh, you were born in Columbus?
Yes.
January 5th, 1956,
so I don't have her right.
Right, 1956. Yes. That's
all
it.
All right, then I don't have the right Lynn up here. Okay. Good to know. Oh, goodness.
Let's see if she can find you.
I can't find her, so you're going to have to give me the data. Sorry.
Yes, January 5th, 1956.
And what time?
9:30 a.m.
And that's in Columbus. And which city in California do you live in now?
Currently, I'm in Hollywood, California.
Hollywood.
Definitely a different experience.
Yeah.
I like it better for you there, as a matter of fact, on the East Coast than I do, just to let you know, than
I
Ohio.
Do, too. I love the East Coast, and that's why I'm moving back to Tennessee any moment now.
Wow.
Yeah, near the Knoxville, near Knoxville area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how that'll work for you.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
I like it.
Yay.
What do you do
and
for a living?
Because you're moving.
Currently, I'm not working, and I'm feeling like I want to start something. Although I'm in my 60s, I still feel like I just want to do something brand new that I've never done before. So, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Me neither. Me neither. Oh, wow. See, it's because the Capricorn forces.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are you thinking about getting into? What's your newest fashion?
Well, I love artistic, creative, you know, it's spiritually energized type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I really think that this full moon we're having in Capricorn is really going to be wonderful for this move for you.
Awesome.
You know, because you've gone full circle with something, so you're going through this completion cycle. But you're still going to use all of the things you've ever taught or learned because some of the beautiful trines showing up, especially in the Tennessee chart. I love this for you. And I also love the fact that Mars is staying in Aquarius for a lot longer this year. It's only usually in there for 6 to 7 weeks, and then it moves on to the next sign. It's going to be hovering through Aquarius, and it's going to retrograde back into the last couple of degrees of Capricorn, and it's going to be in Aquarius until the 15th of November. So your higher mind, your spirituality, your desire to refresh yourself and do something very independently just seems really appropriate to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so do. And I'm going to say, follow your passion, follow your dream. That's what I asked what you're passionate about. You're a great researcher, so you can gather a lot of information about what you want to do, okay? And the universe is opening up a door here over the next couple of years that are just going to be phenomenal. Live your dream. I think this is really about living what you really want to live. And you have such a strong spiritual connection. And you notice I'm saying spiritual and not religious, okay?
Right,
because
no one religion
will ever work for you, okay? You can't do that old dogma routine. But
exactly.
The veil is thin between you and the universe. And you have the capability of really, as long as you believe it, as long as you tap into that connection with the universe, it'll follow along with you and say, here it is. Sometimes you're a little too fearful and you're a little too nervous. Again, that Libra moon kind of is—I've heard people call it a wobbly moon because it does have that little nervousness to it. Okay,
that's true. Yeah.
But live your dream, because the universe is, over the next couple of years, you've got Jupiter that's going to be going through your 10th house of your career. That is your main house because of your Capricorn energy. And so it's all about living the dream, living a lifestyle, not an 8-to-5 job, not something that traps you into anything. This is, could even be your own business. But it's all about believing it and creating it, and the universe will support you and really make that happen. So I strongly suggest you think about really what do you want to put your passion into, because that's really what's going to happen over the next few years, is it's going to manifest whatever passion you have.
Wow, I love that. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And please keep us posted. We want to know what you're doing and what you're up to, okay?
Oh, I will. Absolutely, ladies. Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome. Many blessings. All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
She's got such an incredible inner teacher inside of her. It just is amazing.
Oh, it so wants to come out.
I know. And Jupiter's going to bless her with this. I am so thrilled. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, when I saw that Jupiter aspect, I was like, yeah, this is it.
This is
right,
it.
Right out
yeah.
of that stuff.
I have to tell you, as beautiful as I think Roanoke is, Tennessee is also stunning, too. I think it's going to be good for her soul to have more texture to the terrain in a different way. I just think it's going to serve her culturally.
Oh, yeah. And, in that relocation, it puts her son into her 11th house, which I think is so empowering to get out into the public and to get out and do your dream. That just really empowers her. And that's one of the reasons why I say live your dream, because this is a great chart for that.
It sure is. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jane. I'm following up on a call. I had asked about my daughter Laura's chart. Her birthday is Laura, yes. 6570.
6570?
Yes.
Newport, Rhode Island?
Correct.
Okay, I got her.
Okay. Well,
Laura's
I called
on.
At the time. You can't find it?
Hold on, I'll try one more time. I've already gone up to 6 of them.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna need her birth information. Sorry.
Okay, it's 6/5/1970. 1:22 a.m., Newport, Rhode Island.
And does she still live there?
No, she lives in Rochester, Michigan.
Okay. Got it. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I called about her selling her house because she's selling and building. At the time, you told me to have her list it by July 10th to get the word out because she knows a lot of people and you felt it was divinely guided. Well, they decided they were going to list it on the 9th of July. They called their realtor. The realtor came over, set a price on it. The next day, he called them back, said a former neighbor who was a friend of his was looking for a house exactly like theirs. Would she show it even though she doesn't have it listed yet? Well, they fell in love with it.
Okay.
They made an offer.
Beautiful.
For full price, closing in September, and we'll give them 2 months to move into their new house, contingent on their daughter and granddaughter coming this Tuesday night and liking the house. So I was wondering whether you thought this was the one, whether this is going to go through, because it almost seems too good to be true.
You know, sometimes things, people give you a break. Sometimes things happen because I think the timing of it is fine. Okay. Again, here, I have to agree with us last time we spoke to you that this should be the time where she should sell it. This should be the time where this should happen. So I think the universe is supporting it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I mean, tonight's the time of us doing our reading together. The sun's sitting on Mars in the fourth house of domestic domicile,
yeah.
Okay, in Cancer. So the security elements are here. The suddenness of it, because she's got Uranus in Libra, is forming that square. That's probably why she feels a little disarmed. But everything in here would indicate to me this is a go.
Okay. Because I was just concerned because Mars is going into retrograde that afternoon before they sign papers, you know. So I didn't know whether that would be a little, problem in the works.
Here again, they have made the agreement, and Mars is going to be direct before they make that, before they sign those formal papers. So in both cases,
exactly.
You've got the confirmation, It may get a little dramatic.
You have to understand
it.
Pretty much standing still that day, okay? On the night, it's pretty much standing still, and then it starts, of course, roll forward. It's the largest planet. Okay, so most people feel its shift of energy even before it turns. So I'm not feeling any trepidation here at all looking at the chart. There's a beautiful mystic rectangle in here right now. I'm feeling that this is a go. This is going to work out really, really well for them. I think they're just meant to be blessed at this time.
Let's hope so. Because,
tell
like
me not
I said,
to look
it's
a
just
gift horse in the mouth, because every once in a while you do get a break.
Right, but it happened exactly as you said it would. So I wanted everyone to know you got it right.
You're a sweetheart. We like that.
Okay.
Sometimes you never hear back, so it's nice to have the confirmation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, keep us posted. Many blessings to you and your beautiful family. I sure will.
Oh,
no
thank
problem.
You very much. All right. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Nice. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together?
Oh, yeah. When you see something like that, it's so great. I just go, wow, every once in a while, the universe isn't so hard on you.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 770, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Shanika.
Oh, Oh, hey, I should have recognized that voice. How are you today?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Now, I have
like
more than one pizza on
today.
Here, so I need the birth date.
7/23/76.
Excellent. I got the right one, too. So what would you like to know from us tonight?
How do you spell it?
Chanika.
I gotcha. It's such a beautiful name. I should have known that. Do you still live in New York?
No, I'm in Georgia.
What city?
Decatur.
Decatur, now I remember. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So what questions do you have for us tonight?
Just about career. Where I'm working at now is okay, but I want to do something else, but I guess I just really don't know the direction.
Okay. Let's take a peek.
Well, one of the things about you is your work is a way of life. It's not just a job. If it's just a job, then you get frustrated and bored with it and you let it go. You have to have some kind of passion, and you usually go for the money, you know, something stable and something to make money out of. But I have to say that, you know, you are so versatile. There's so many different things you can do in your life. It's a matter of what do you want to do? Have you ever thought about something with psychology or instruction to others to help them look at things in a different perspective?
Yes, I have.
Your chart sets you up really
nicely. You definitely
have
the gift. Yep, you definitely have the gift. Because you could be the cheerleader, but you could also help them to go deep and do some self-discovery at the same time. What a beautiful gift you have. So, have you been pursuing that path to be the healer on some level?
No, I haven't.
I might encourage you to do so. Either the healer or the instructor. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. So agree with her. You do have the ability to be objective at the same time.
Sorry. So what's holding you back on this?
I guess how to go about it. Like, should I go back to school or I don't even know where to begin.
Well, there's more than one way. There are a lot of people now right now that are becoming professional coaches. Okay, and they can get some really good training. And there's even one organization that's international. Okay, you could go that route, which you might be able to do it more quickly, only because if you're really going to step it up and do it, you can get the coaching degree earlier than if you went to 2 or 3 years of college. Okay, so that's one thing you probably need to look into, and I'm going to recommend that. Just look at all your options, but don't discard the dream. Goodness gracious, no. Okay.
Okay.
Do look into the ways that you can make this happen. Some people choose to get an MSW, which is fine. I think that's a 2-year degree and 1-year internship. But you can also do coaching, and you might want to just look at some of the coaching options. They're available from a very reputable place. It's going to give you the toolbox you really need. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do agree. I think for your own security, for you to have your own ego or feel better, I think you do have to have a piece of paper behind you, okay? Not that the natural knowledge that you have is not there, okay, because you do.
Right.
You just need a little bit of a push is all you need. I agree with Aphrodite, whether this is a tech school that specifically goes into this to get you that documentation or whether you want to go for that full-blown degree, I don't care either way. It's going to give it to you one way or the other. It's up to how much confidence you have in yourself. And, again, it goes back to your own empowerment. Again, the documentation will help you. It'll give you, you know, going to those classes, it'll give you a nice format to be able to work with. But if you do this, you're going to come out doing your own thing ultimately, and it's going to present you as who you are and say, hey, this is what I know, and this is what you need to know. So even though you may start out with some kind of formal little format that you do, whichever way you go about doing it, whether it be a life coach, psychologist, I don't care what you do, telling people what to do and where to go and transforming and changing their lives is the best thing you can do for yourself and for others. It's your beautiful gift given by birth. So whichever way you want to do it, it's your choice. Okay? But I strongly suggest you do it. I think you'll find your happiness there.
Okay.
You keep us posted on this. We want to know what you're up to, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, many blessings.
Hey, there, Shanika. You'll get it. Don't trust the process. That's all I'm trying to say is go, no, this is where I want to go, and start directing yourself there, and the universe will open up the doors for you.
Okay.
Have a sweet night.
You too. Thank you.
Amazing. Power and tenderness. I love it.
Yeah. All that fire energy in the eighth house. Ooh.
I know, yeah. It's pretty amazing. Ah, here's someone we know and love. Deanna.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hey, Deanna, how are you?
Oh, scared, frightened. Homeless.
Breathe.
Breathing. Yep.
Good.
Breathing.
That's a good thing.
Yep. That I am. So my question is, how is this Mars retrograde going to affect me?
Let's take a peek.
Thank you.
See what's shaking here. I'm going to put you against this nice storm coming up.
Yeah.
You know, your angles here are pretty mild. I'm feeling a certain amount of frustration because you don't know the how yet. And I think that's what's probably, you know, putting you into a state of, like, frustration to a certain degree. But the Mars retrograde going to your sixth house of work and service can actually bring your health back to where it needs to be and also bring your career back to where it needs to be. But you're going to be finding new ways, I think, to execute that. Now, on this full moon, both the moon and Saturn are sitting on your Venus in Capricorn. You work well within government-funded, regulated industry, all that stuff. That's been your forte. And because Saturn's retrograde and Mars is retrograde, you're probably going to find a new way to do it. And Jupiter is sitting on your Sun. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm going a little bit different on this to show you exactly. I agree with everything Aphrodite said. But on this full moon, the Sun is conjunct your Uranus in your 11th house, okay? Which means that sudden epiphanies can come just out of the blue, okay? I hear you that this is really scary, especially because you have Mercury and Cancer transiting through your 12th house. So, again, you have a tendency of beating up. Anytime you have Mercury in the 12th house, the natural inclination is more to beat yourself up than anything else. And I don't want you to do that, okay, because, again, that opposition goes to the fifth. Think creatively. Like Aphrodite and going to where Aphrodite was with this, in your fifth house you have that Moon-Saturn conjunction with the part of fortune sitting on your Venus. So the point being is you're readdressing old issues from the past and think creatively. And through that creative imagination, instead of doubting yourself and saying, I can't do it, but thinking, okay, I just need you to give me the epiphany to show me how to do this. And be open to unusual circumstances, is what I'm trying to say with this, that will be presented to you. I think that Aphrodite is correct, that your life is going to shift and change. Okay, July 10th, Jupiter is going to go direct and pass over your sun. That is going to help you out even more in your local community and where you live. And so there's going to be this whole great thing coming along over the next month that should really work well for you. Be open, be creative, stop picking on yourself, let the past go, and go, okay, we're moving on from here, only in the future. I'm good enough, I'm right in what I do, and I'm just going to start picking things up and moving forward. I think that's what you need to look at. Once you change that perspective, everything else will change.
Do you see me finding a place to live over the next few days? Because it's really necessary right now. And without a car, without wheels to move around, I'm very, very immobilized. Is the epiphany perhaps a place to call home?
I can understand you. I hear you when you say you feel immobilized. I would have used paralyzed, immobilized, both the same thing. It's kind of like you don't know what to do or where to turn. And that's the reason why I'm saying change your thought process, and it will change. Promise you.
Okay. I thank you both. I love you both, and I'd like to keep on listening because I know you do help.
Absolutely.
Not just me, everybody, just like the lady with the house and all the other people. I've been following you for, 4 years more maybe that, and I know how much on target you are both. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I think you might be doing something very temporary, but it's not going to last very long, Diana. You're going to be okay. I know you're going to be okay. I believe.
Thank you very much for that. Talk
all
to
right,
you
soon. I'll be back on hold.
Blessings.
God bless you. All right, babe. All right. Yeah. Things, they are changing. The world, she is a-changing. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 305443, you're on the air.
This is so cool. I love listening to you girls. I've been listening for a long time. It's the first time you've called me. So, my name is Eileen.
Oh,
hi, Eileen.
Sorry we missed you, Eileen.
I know. Hi, Eileen.
Thanks for listening.
You're very welcome. And my birthday is next Thursday, June 28, 1951. And it's 2:50 a.m.
And New York City.
New York City. Manhattan, New York, New York.
And where do you live now?
Miami, Florida. For 30 years.
All righty then. I am one of those people that went from New England down to Florida for many years. I understand.
Yeah, well, I had many stops before I landed here, but I'm always traveling.
Well, that's good sometimes.
Every 3 months I go somewhere else. God sends me somewhere else.
Nice.
With that 29 degrees Aries moon, I bet you always don't know where you're going either.
I never know what's happening in an hour.
Yeah,
I don't plan my life. I mean, I'm telling you, I do not plan my life. It's totally Mercury Uranus conjunct Sun stuff, you know? It's like, okay,
oh, yeah.
God, right. You know what I mean? So, okay, what do I do now? Okay, you got me. Oh, my angels just keep telling me. Spirit talks to me all the time. So I'm waiting for my beloved. When is he showing up? I haven't been with anybody really for 7 years. I got divorced 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, your solar return is so on top of this full moon. It's, like, amazing. And so you have gone full circle here. And you know, it's funny because Saturn actually has 4 7-year cycles, okay? And Saturn might be behind some of this. Every 7 years, we see a quarter turn of Saturn, which is the planet of establishing oneself, using everything that you've learned and you know. And Saturn is right now retrograde opposing your sun, saying, rethink what you want to commit to. And the moon on this full moon is going to be kissing Saturn. And as I wrote when we put on the show tonight, I said, reawakening your inner child and your inner teacher, the only way you're going to be involved in a relationship is both of those parts of you are respected by another person.
Absolutely. That's the only thing I'll settle for. And I don't date. I just wait till the right one shows up. That's how my life is, about everything. I don't go searching, but I know in my heart that I'm so ready to receive my partner. My partner who is physical and emotional and loves to travel and is self-worth of himself, because I love myself and I'm so grateful for my life, you know?
And you're going to your Venus return during this this lunation too.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You're going through your Venus return in Leo during this lunation that we have coming up right now.
Ooh. Okay, so that's... And I'm taking a trip next week down to the islands to teach a class in what I do professionally. And my friend, who I haven't seen maybe 18 years, and I met him 30 years ago, he's a Cancer with Leo rising. But there's no physical attraction. There's just a lot of brotherhood kind of energy there.
And here again, what I'm going to say about that is remember by birth you have Venus conjunct Pluto, okay?
Yes.
That plutonium effect really is what you're looking for at this point in time to transform and change your life. First of all, I'm going to tell you, you never go back, okay? So this friend is always going to be a friend, and there's never going to be anything but friendship with that one. That's just the way it is. But I'm glad that you're meeting up with them because, you know, the South Node conjunct Mars transiting lets you revisit old friends, lets you revisit old situations during this period of time and have that stronger reconnection. And so I really like that for you, that you're doing this during this period of time. I hear you, but, you know, as far as your love life, that you're ready for it, okay? Just sit. Because the universe is going to provide you with something. With that plutonium effect and with this solar return, the Venus, you're going to have that transformation. Because it's so close to your Venus and it's your Venus return, you're going to have that full transformation and a double impact hit of that Venus all year long as a result of that. Because even when Venus transits and moves on away, your solar return is going to sustain for the whole entire year. Okay?
Sweet.
So, yeah, this is a year where I think you can really have that old kinship. Do I think it's a soul from the past? Probably a past life, not this lifetime. Okay? But when you meet this one, you really will feel that kinship because that Venus connection, Pluto connection, is natally in your fourth house of your home. Okay, which that fourth house is what you bring into this world, okay? It's the tools you bring into it. So you and your mate have been brought into here. So when you meet this one, you'll know it, okay? And I think it's going to be this year sometime, whether it's within the next few weeks or whether it's 6 months from now. I'm betting money here. I'm betting my reputation that you're going to find a great relationship this year.
Yay! Okay, I just wanted to hear it from you guys because I love astrology and, you know, you go to these intuitives and psychics and whatever and they all tell me the same thing. But astrologically, I'm looking at my transits on top of my natal right now and I'm looking at 12 Leo and it's going to be approaching my 18 Leo, Pluto. So
well,
I get what
you know, it's even more important.
Yeah, tell me.
Uranus is sitting on your moon. And it's all about epiphanies. It's all about revelations. And it's in early Taurus now, but it's going to retrograde back right onto your moon.
I know.
In perfect trine to your Chiron, your wounded healer, honey, you're going to meet somebody that serves as well as you do. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. Okay. I'm like anticipating. I'm like.
I love that.
Interesting, man. I'm like this little girl. I'm like this little girl, and I'm going to the, you know, I'm getting ready for my first party or something, and I have this little dress on, and I'm like so excited. It's like,
I like it.
It's not like I'm going to the ball. I'm just going, you know, I feel so childlike with this energy that I'm feeling.
Beautiful.
Well, you have a beautiful
like
Cancer
that.
Sun. You know, you really do.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful Cancer Sun. And with that Mars in Gemini, it's always so playful. And being in your first house, it's like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I am. Oh. You know, so I hear you when you're all anticipating and excited. But it's coming. You can feel it. You're intuitive enough to know this. So
you next
can
week
feel
I'm
it.
Going to my friend down there. He's a musician, writer, and he says, how about teaching some watercolor classes? Because I'm a master artist. I've been doing it for over 50 years, my painting. So he set me up. He designed this whole website, and he posted it. And it's like, okay, God, you know, here's another messenger for me just taking me along my journey. So that's
yep.
going to be
absolutely.
Pretty powerful with that Venus
yep.
conjuncting, you know, moving into the conjunction towards my Pluto and then my Venus.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and that opens
yeah.
up that new creative endeavor. I like that for you because, again, that opens up another venue for you
yeah.
that you fall into so easily. And here again, it's perfect. It really is.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
I know. I just love the way astrology works in this life and how we see everything. I know. I agree with you all that.
Absolutely,
so, Uranus. Yeah, and Uranus going back and forth. I was aware of that part. And then the Pluto is 20 Capricorn. So it's going off of my things. It's not squaring anything. And it's going to be trining my ascendant. So it'll take a while.
Yes, it will be.
But, training my ascendant.
It'll be a little while before that. It's going to be after
yeah.
2025 before it trying to ascend it.
Do you, so, can you 225, can you sense this partner what would be a really good sign to work towards? You know, not toward, you know, I'm just wondering what the universe would be. Would it be something that, I don't want another Saturn square in my moon or Saturn square in my Mercury because I've been there, you know?
Yeah, no. You don't want that Saturn aspect. No. You see that
right.
Saturn aspect. Run! But
okay.
no,
yeah.
let me put it to you this way a little bit, because you asked what sign would be best for you. It's not necessarily the sun sign that's most important. We have Venus, which is the goddess of love, okay,
yeah.
and we'll female.
In...
And then we have
yeah.
the Mars energy, which is the male energy.
Yeah.
And it's more important to know what the placements of those are. More, and especially the lunar aspect, how they're emotionally you're going to handle things. All of
right.
these things are more important than the actual sun sign. So giving you a specific sun sign is not something that I think any reputable astrologer would give you. Okay?
No, but I mean,
it's
an
more
aspect,
how the charts interact with each other.
Like a better aspect to my fifth house and to my seventh house and to the Venus and make
yeah,
it wild
look
with that
at
Uranus.
The Venus, Mars. When you're looking at astrology, you want to look at the Venus-Mars connection. You want to look
okay.
at the Moon connection. You don't want
okay.
any hard aspects to really
no.
get that hard.
I'm telling you, I've
you
already
know?
Learned my lessons with those people.
Yeah, you
I
don't
know.
Want Saturn hitting anything. I married my Sun in Saturn, Sun sitting right on my Saturn, okay? So, you know, I knew that.
Married your father.
And there's a reason why I divorced him as well. You know, you learn your lessons from that and you move on. And
yeah.
here again, any of those hard aspects, which my natal Saturn is squaring my Sun, so I married Sun square Sun, just to let you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
right,
not
so
a good
answer. Would really
learned.
Be good. Like,
yeah, lessons learned when
interested.
You're young and optimistic and play in astrology and don't do it professionally. So.
Okay. But even if there's...
Oh, well, you have a sweet night and keep us posted, okay?
I will. And thank you for that insight about the Venus conjuncting the Venus aspect and also reminding me about the Uranus. Thank you so much.
Be ready. All right.
Sweet I'm night. Very ready. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Don't you just love talking to people that speak our language?
Oh, yeah. You know me. I get all into the ass.
That was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome and fun. Yes. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-568. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Cindy.
Yep, Cindy.
Hey, Georgie, hi.
Oh, you know, I need help. And I don't have any energy back at all, and I've taken different things for it, and I haven't had any energy at all. And I just need some energy. That's all I need. Please help me.
You have Mars conjunct your Saturn at this point in time. You're readdressing. Saturn is very heavy. It slows you down. It really does. So that is a hard aspect right now.
It's been going
well,
on for two years.
I want to take a different take on this for a minute. Okay. You feel like you have no energy. So how do you relax?
How do I relax?
Yes.
I sit in my chair all the time.
Okay. And when you relax in your chair, is it fulfilling for you?
Yes, fulfilling. Yeah, it is. But I need to get up and do things.
Right, but there is a benefit to pondering, okay? Now I think your energy is going to be on the increase because Venus is getting ready to move into your first house, okay, in your Florida chart, in Leo, okay? I think you're almost through the passage. Don't panic, okay? And some of the Capricorn planets right now during this full moon, they are really forming some incredible squares to Jupiter in Libra, okay, calling you to find people you do want to communicate with in your world that have a cause or you want to go to a grand opening, a new restaurant. Look at something in your community where you want to just show up, okay?
And I don't have a car.
Well, that's why they have cabs. That's why they have Uber vehicles, okay?
Right. That's what I have. Yeah.
Never say you can't. Say I can. And you know what? This is something I want to attend. And make it selective. I only want you to go with classy things, Cindy, right now, okay? Go somewhere where the people are nice, the energy's light, there may be music, there's delicious little hors d'oeuvres, there is pleasant conversation. Take your time and only decide those things you think will really serve you. And that's what's going to get you out of the chair.
Okay. I hear you.
So,
okay.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back to the other side where I started. Okay. Is you need something to occupy your time. You need something that you, again, it's readdressing that, yes, you have limitations at this point in time. And, yes, this is a waiting game for you. Your life is going to change here. It's just not changing as quickly as what you would like it. I agree with Aphrodite to get out and about if you can. Do what you want as far as that's concerned. At least try it one time, okay, and find a place and do that. Do the research because, here again, you need something to occupy yourself, okay? I don't care what it is. And here again, looking into different things of, well, what can I do? What do I like? Doing things like this and reading more about it, looking more into it. You can do this, and I think you should, because your Mars is a Sagittarius conjunct your Venus, and that's the reason why she talks about the socialization. The reason why I'm taking the other side is just because knowledge is power to you, okay, with that same aspect. So if you can't get out every day, you have to go absorb that knowledge, find that research, explore that mind while you're sitting there. So here again, that's the reason why Aphrodite said what she said. You're a social creature. You need other people. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, I do.
It's just not going to happen in the time you like. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you are making a transition with your home, and I think it's going to be soon, but it's not soon enough. So, again, I agree with Aphrodite. Go out and at least try and socialize at least once, okay? Second of all, do the research while you're sitting there. Keep that mind occupied. That's what's going to make it a lot better for you.
Oh, yeah, I keep my mind occupied. I don't just sit and think, but I need to move. Is there any time that you'll see me moving in the future?
Patience, my dear, patience.
That's what you keep telling me.
Things are going to change, but it's not changing as quickly as what you'd like.
Let me tell you when. Hold on one second here.
Okay.
Jupiter redirects its orbit, okay, on the 10th. Your fourth house of home in South Florida, the cusp of your fourth house of home is at 15 degrees of Scorpio. And Jupiter is going to be passing over that star, let me just tell you, in mid-August.
In what?
Where it is.
The middle of August.
Mid-August.
Yep.
Of August. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the beautiful thing about that, the planets in Leo are going to complement your planets in Sag. You're going to be in a good space here. Just know it's coming soon. All right?
Okay. All right. I'm patient. I'm being patient, really.
You have been very good,
thank
Cindy. You have been
thank
very
you,
good.
Thank you. Okay, ladies. Thank you very much. I love you.
Love you too.
You.
All right, God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh,
I love her. She is so funny. Oh,
she
my
is.
Goodness.
The ball of cardinal right. energy.
Well, we got 8 minutes left. Let's try and take one more. She's been holding for quite a while. He, whatever. Let's grab them.
Okay.
Area code 478, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Tara, and my birth date is 1/10/83, and I was born at 3:33 p.m.
Okay, slow down. Your name is Tara?
Yes.
Okay.
And your birth date again is? I'm a little slower.
Okay, it's 1/10/83.
And what time are you? Oh, 3:33 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
That's a great number. And what city again?
I'm in Macon.
Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot
that's
of
where you're born, and that's still where you live?
Yes.
Okay, then. Good enough. Right.
So what would you like to know today? Oh, wow, Pluto is dead on your sun right now. So what would you like to know today?
I've been told to let go of some emotional baggage I've been carrying with me, and it's like I can go so long without thinking about my ex-fiancé, and then I know where the feeling is just come back. And I've tried to work so hard to get over it. And I'm trying to figure out why I can't let him go.
Well, I want to tell you that, oh boy, you're such a deeply dedicated person, you know. You have your Capricorn sun in that eighth house. And this might even be a past life relationship. And so I am not going to blame you for this. Do I want you to move on? Yes. But right now, both during this full moon, both the moon and Saturn are sitting on your south node in the seventh house. And I know deep inside you really miss him, don't you?
It's like sometimes I miss him. And then it's other times that I can go a long time without even a thought of him.
But you haven't received the fulfillment. And now I want to tell you, because you haven't received the fulfillment, pray on this in your way. Go deep with this in your way. Because you're the one that can change this. You've got your Saturn in Scorpio. and your north node is in Cancer, and the sun is on that, on this full moon, release, forgive, forget. Look at the treasure that was shared and know it's time to find new treasure. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you, because it is the time for you to release, okay? The thing about you and the problem that you're stuck on is vindication, okay? Honor, duty, responsibility, and obligation are so not your friends, okay? Because you are so honorable. You are so humanitarian. And you expect everybody with that Sagittarius moon to live up to the same ethics and high standards that you live up to. And I got to tell you, most of the population isn't even close to you as far as honorability and doing the right thing, okay? So here again, what I'm saying, and the reason why I'm telling you this is because I don't feel you've gotten that vindication that you're right out of this relationship from them, okay? And you still feel guilty for things that you should not feel guilty for. And you still haven't gotten that, you know, that whole thing from him to say, okay, I can move on, because he knows what he needed to know from me, okay? And you need to let that go, because I'm going back to guilt, duty, responsibility, and obligation is not your friend, okay? You need to go, no, I tried, I'm done, I got to move on. Just because he doesn't get it or he gets it is not my problem. And I think that's where you're really stuck, and I think you need to look at it in that direction and really change your perspective. So, no, I'm moving on. You've got a Venus, a Mars, and a Mercury in Aquarius. Use that, empower yourself, and go, no, I'm a goddess, and I'm going to find that right man, okay? Because you have so much power having that sun in the eighth house like that. Once you let go of all that crazy guilt issue that you have and responsibility ethics issue that you have, you're good. So relax a little with that and try that with him. Say, no, I'm done with that. Whether he gets it or not, I care less. And start playing with that, okay? Because that's your, I think, your problem of why you can't move on.
Yes.
And we're here for you if you want to call us. If you meet someone new, call us and let us know. We'll help you with that. Because sometimes when you hold on to something for so long, new beginnings are uncomfortable, okay? But we're here for you. And we want you to be happy again.
Yes.
It's your first time, place, and date, and just we'll say yay or nay.
Yep, ring us up. We'll take care of you, babe.
Okay.
We got you. Okay. We got you.
You have a sweet night, okay?
Thank you so much. You do the same.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye. Over at the top of the hour, tell them where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. Jacqueline and I are both on Facebook. If you want to friend us and tell us you met us on Blog Talk Radio, that's great. We are here for you. If you need us before the next show, please call us. Otherwise, we'll speak to you next Sunday night, 6 to 7, here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a blessed week. Enjoy the full moon.
Good night.
Good night.